AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Pakistani officials are in Iran to discuss the possibility of extending the ceasefire that runs out next week. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the U.S. has not formally asked to extend the ceasefire as talks continue.
We remain very much engaged in these negotiations, in these talks. You heard from the vice president directly and the president this week that these conversations are productive and ongoing, and that's where we are right now. I've also seen some reporting about the potentiality for in-person discussions.
The commander of Iran's Joint Military Command threatened to halt trade in the Gulf region if the U.S. does not lift its blockade on Iranian ports. In the Senate, Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin says Republicans need to stand up to President Trump's rhetoric.
He says terrible things. One of our people passed away recently. He announced that he was glad he was dead. He said things over and over again, just suggest he needs someone, a minder, to hold him accountable for the things he's saying. It's just not acceptable that a president of the United States is doing this.
Pope Leo is sticking with his peace and unity message even as the president continues criticizing him. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The president's repeatedly gone after the first American-born pontiff for his Iran war stance. In Africa, the Pope mentioned visiting an Algerian mosque, saying despite different beliefs,
we can live together in peace. And so I think that to promote that kind of image is something which the world needs to hear today.
He did not mention the president's comments, nor Vice President Vance's yesterday.
I think it's very, very important for the Pope to be careful when he talks about matters of theology.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is warning the U.S. will ramp up economic pain on Iran, the financial equivalent of a bombing campaign. This is AP News. Some restrictions may be lifted on some popular peptides.
The Food and Drug Administration is considering whether to ease restrictions on more than a half dozen unapproved therapies called peptide injections. They're pushed by wellness influencers, fitness gurus, celebrities, and Health Secretary RFK Jr. for anything from building muscle to healing injuries to appearing younger. There's little research behind claims, and during the Biden administration, the FDA added more than a dozen of the most popular peptides to the federal list of risky, customized drugs that should not be produced by compounding pharmacies. The FDA says it will ask a panel of outside pharmacy advisors to review seven peptides at a meeting in July. Donna Water, Washington.
Snap Incorporated, the owner of Snapchat, is cutting about 16% of its global workforce. It means about 1,000 jobs. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.